Through a Scottish Prism, the programme that is unapologetically pro-Scottish independence and anti-Westminster rule. Everything we say here is viewed through a Scottish prism. Brought to you by Barhead Boy.
Hi folks, and welcome back to Through a Scottish Prism. It's been a week since we last spoke, so you know what that means, folks. We're a week nearer Scottish independence, and I look forward to it as much as you. A lot to cover today. The big story, it's everywhere, isn't it, is the Syrian story. And I want to cover that because it's important that we look at that through a Scottish prism and how it affects us and how it could affect us. But I want to look behind that as well. And other things I'd like to cover, the continuity bill is certainly one of them, and referendum date. So, Syria, it is a really bizarre what's going on here. It reminds me actually of a story, a pal of mine who went to his doctor's having bronchitis, and his doctor said to him, well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to stop smoking. He said, well, you think that's what's causing it, doctor? And he went, oh, yeah, absolutely, it's your smoking. He said, that's funny, I've never had a cigarette in my life. But, you know, anything you go with, it's down to smoke, it's down to drinking, it's down to your way of life. And it's the same from our government. Dishonest lies all the time. We've had, you know, the weapons of mass destruction in 45 minutes, Tony Blair and Alistair Campbell. We had the daily lies we get, on the, as we know, every day on the BBC, ITV, Channel 4 and through the mainstream media. They're lying to us all the time. We had the bizarre incident in Salisbury, which is getting more bizarre as the week goes on, where, for example, they've both recovered, the policeman's recovered, the other people that were injured, no one knows anything about them or what happened. And suddenly, Yulia, who is a Russian citizen, let's remember that she's a Russian citizen, who has given it in perfect English, you could say possibly written for her, a statement saying that she doesn't want any help from her own government, she doesn't want to see her cousin or her family, and she wants to go to a secure location under the protection of the British spooks. It doesn't make sense. And meantime, quietly, what's come out this week was a statement from the OPCW, the people who oversee globally all the chemical warfare, weapons, etc., rather. And they said that this substance that they've been given to test, the sample from Salisbury, they can't identify where it came from, no more than could Porton Down, which again just confirms that our Foreign Secretary lied. Our government lied to us again. It's blatant. And now we're meant to believe this latest one of what's going on in Syria, that there's been this attack of chemical weapons. And several things about this, too, ladies and gentlemen, just do not add up and do not make sense. Some of you may have seen that going over social media, the bit where President Obama was getting interviewed, and he confirmed that Syria had got rid of their chemical weapons. Now, he knew that because as the ex-president for 8 years, he had all that information to hand, and he knew that Syria didn't have weapons of chemical nature. And we know from the Salisbury incident that the OPCW informed us that Russia, after signing an agreement with America, the United States of America, they had got rid of all their chemical weapons as well. And the OPCW confirmed that. So they couldn't, Syria couldn't have been restocked by the Russians, as some people are trying to make you believe. But we're still, looks like we're going to go to war. They're not going to recall Parliament. And the evidence stacks up more and more that this is debatable whether Syria did it. And there was another one tonight, again, some of you may have seen it on the television, where General Jonathan Shaw, he's an ex-commander of the British forces in Iraq, a senior British officer, and Sky News got him on to ask him about, you know, this latest bit of jingoism. They love a bit of jingoism in the old Sky, going to bomb Syria. And General Shaw said he found it quite strange because the war, as far as he can see in this battle, is over, and the Russians and the Syrian forces have won. And he, from a military point of view, he said, and couldn't think of a political reason, why they would suddenly now use chemical weapons. It didn't make sense. Now, he was only a minute into his interview with Sky, 1 minute and 11 seconds, and they went, oh, fine, off, closed them down, because he wasn't giving them the message, the narrative, or if you prefer, the lies that they wanted to hear. There was also earlier in the week, Eric Sellstrom, a Scandinavian UN weapons inspector, who said there's no sign of a chemical attack, there's no symptoms, nothing to show that there has been any kind of chemical attack there at all that he can see. Now that's it. We know what happened to Dr. David Kelly, who was a UN inspector. So be careful, Mr. Sellstrom, you're not giving them what they want to hear. But you have to ask yourself, why would the Americans in particular and the British want to get involved in all this? Well, there was another thing you just think about. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, as you know. However, there's a couple of things that just catch my eye that's going on. I mean, I don't know how many of you know that Syria is the only significant crude oil producing country in the Eastern Mediterranean. And that's countries include Jordan, Lebanon, Israel, and the Palestine territories. And according to the Oil and Gas Journal, Syria has 2.5 billion barrels of petroleum reserves. That was as of January 2010. And obviously with the civil war and everything that's going on there, it's hard to update that. But at that time, they had that amount of reserves. Now, the countries round about them I've mentioned, Jordan, Lebanon and Israel, they don't have any. However, here's another strange thing, and I'm sure it's just a coincidence, isn't it? Israel's got a drink and oil drilling company, and the Golan Heights is where most of this oil is, or a great deal of the oil is, that the Syrians have. And the Israelis would like to get in there. They've got a company called Genie Energy, which has a subsidiary in Israel called Atik. That's Afek, in Israel. But it's not that. It's just to let you know, some of the people who are in charge of the Genie Energy Company. You have got Howard Jonas is the CEO, a big donor in American terms, and to Netanyahu. Avi Golden is the CFO. Michael Steen is the CEO, is vice chairman. The president of its Israeli subsidiary, Efi Etam, Jenny Energy, he's the top guy. But on the advisory board, you've got Dick Cheney, former vice president of the United States of America. We know what he got up to in Iraq and how much money his company made out of that. Rupert Murdoch, James Woolsey, the former CIA director, Larry Summers, the former head of the US Treasury, Bill Richardson, a former governor of the New Mexico and an ex-ambassador to the United Nations, and he was also a United States Energy Secretary, and Michael Steinhardt and Jacob Rothschild. Now, they're all on the board of this company in Israel that wants to drill in the Golan Heights, which, of course, like Palestine, is captured territory. And we're going into Syria, apparently, along with our Americans, to punish them for allegedly using chemical weapons on their own citizens and killing several. But also this week, we watch, I'm sure all of you watched it as well in Israel, where snipers were situated and they were taking out unarmed civilians who were doing peaceful demonstrations. They were getting shot through the head and the Israelis were cheering and shouting. But you've got to watch now because, as we know, there's been a campaign. If you say anything about the state of Israel, you're immediately accused of anti-Semitism. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti any. In fact, I've got no time for any religions. I'm a good old atheist. I think, you know, anyone, you know, my invisible friend in the sky is better than your invisible friend in the sky. And because of that, I'm going to kill all you people. And all my people are going to kill your people. And your people are going to kill my people because we've got a great invisible friend. So I've got no time for any religion. So I'm not anti any religion. But I am anti people who are shooting unarmed civilians. I remember the children in the beach playing football who get targeted and killed. We've seen atrocities left, right and centre. The Israelis daily break UN resolutions and nothing happens to them. They have committed atrocities that are just they're reminiscent of, you know, the abused has become the abuser. And I remember watching the film of the Schindler's List, where the Ralph Fiennes guy took out his rifle and was a sniper and was just shooting inmates as they walked across the compound in the concentration camp. And here we have, I'm watching this week on my television, I'm watching Israeli soldiers, snipers, shooting unarmed people walking across the desert. Of all people that shouldn't be doing this, you would think, but hey, that's what's been happening. And you ask, why are they going for Syria as well? Apart from the oil, that would be a conspiracy. Syria has got oil and gas reserves, we know that. They dropped using the dollar, and they are probably going to be part of the Russian, I talked about last week, and the petrol yuan. The state bank is state-owned. There's no Rothschild in central bank. The Syria has no IMF debt, and Syria borders Israel and has been an enemy of Israel and at war with Israel since 1947. And it would be very convenient for Israel if Syria was imploded, was out of the way, and they could get access to their oil reserves. Because meanwhile, what's actually happening at the moment, and again, which has been hidden behind all this and people not hearing about it, is that in the Palestine occupied territories, the last power station has run out of fuel and the Israelis are not allowing any more fuel in. So hospitals are closing, schools are closing, the water's getting contaminated, there's no electricity. It's appalling. And, you know, it's like they've got the people in a ghetto. Sound familiar? They're shooting them, unarmed civilians. Sounds familiar. And these people can't fight back, they can't do anything. And meanwhile, the world, America feels so affronted. They're going to blow these people and create more refugees, which then Donald Trump and his Republicans will not allow into the United States because they don't like refugees. But they're so concerned about people being killed in Syria that they want to take action. But they don't have any concern for Palestinians getting murdered, executed. I mean, that's all it is. It's state execution. If you're shooting unarmed people using snipers from a long distance, that's murder. But it doesn't seem that America, the United Nations, or the British, or the world wants to do anything about that. And I find that appalling. We have to believe that the Syrians are the bad guys and the Israelis are the good guys. Well, that's not how I see it. But hey, who am I? I'm just a wee Scots guy. And I think that I hope by the time this goes out that we've not already attacked Syria, but it's looking much like it. They're talking about the biggest fleet, armada since the Iraq war has been assembled by the Americans and sent out, and the British are going to, like, the wee cowardly, you know, there was the bully at school and the wee cowardly pal behind him who would wait for the bully done it and he would come in and give a quick hit as well. That's really, it's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. And it's not in my name. And I would say to them, I don't